Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
$113.5 million.
And he passed.
He passed.
7 and 213, you're saying?
7 and 213.
Which is basically 30.4. And he said,
yeah,
take that contract and shove it.
The article presupposes, based on the responses that they got, that Aaron Judge turning down that contract and going to play has made him about $100 million.
Okay,
so that was a good decision.
Yep.
That was a good decision. Let me run through. These are, again, 14 unnamed execs and agents. Here's what they say. As low as 7 for 259. That's the lowest one. Also, well, I guess this would technically be lower on the AAV, but a higher overall
average
number.
Annual value.
10 for 265.
No chance.
Yeah, well, the thought there would be you're going to get another couple extra years. And the last year's, like Eric Hosmer's contract, would go down.
That's 26.5 average annual value.
But you're probably looking at, say, 40 for the first five and then craters, right? For when you're 39 years old,
but
we'll
he
pay
spits
you 12.
On that.
Yeah, probably.
He spits on that.
Here are the others. 8 for 280, 8 for 280, 8 for 300, 7 for 301. 9 for 320, 8 for 320, 8 for 328, 9 for 333, 9 for 335, 10 for 340, 10 for 341, and 10 for 375. So,
man,
the 7 for, let's see, 301 divided by 7, I don't think anybody thinks he's going to get per year what you just said. But 7 for 301 is 43. You said closer to 44.
Yeah, right in there.
Okay.
Right in
43.75.
there. 43.75. Yep, yep.
Whatever it is, I look at these numbers, and I know what every Giants fan will do is, well, would you do that? I feel about all these numbers the same way I felt the very first time I bought real estate. This was 147 years ago.
Man, must have been cheap.
Dude. So I'm getting a single at this point. I go get a condo down in L.A. Business was booming. So I get that, and you know how you get into the competition. It's like, okay, here's my bid. Well, someone else has this bid. Real estate agent goes, hey, here's where we're at. We're kind of tied. You can get it if you just, like, let's bid up another 10 or 20 grand.
Yeah.
And I go, well, what is that going to mean for me? Because I'm a newbie. Like, what is that? Oh, well, your monthly payment
$30 a
will
month.
Go from 330 to 340.
Yeah.
Hey, well, who cares?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is, I'm not going to stay here for the next 30 years of my, like, yes.
Yes.
Do that.
Yes.
Same thing here, right? Am I supposed to care if the Giants are paying 38 or 42? It's the same contract.
And they're already holding you over the barrel for your beer, which is $14, and parking, which is about $100 for any game that's worth a crap of going to.
Right.
And right. That, by the way, that price doesn't go down if they don't overspend for Aaron Judge. They're still going to soak you for $14 for a 14-ounce Anchor Steam. Ounce.
It may be even more. Maybe even more. So,
I'd rather starve.
The contract does not feel preventative to me. The thing we're all really waiting for is, what does Aaron want to do? So here's what's interesting on that. More than half the respondents who were asked, where's he going? More than half said not the Yankees. More than half think that he is leaving New York. Now, they were also the number one answer on the board, but more than half of them spread them out.
So half said he stays and half said he leaves.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So the only four teams that were named at all, Yankees, Mets, Dodgers, Giants. I think five said Yankees, four said Mets, two said Giants, two said Dodgers, and one said Giants or Dodgers.
Thanks. I don't have a strong opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what That's what we're looking
at. So 2.5 out of 12 say the Giants. Basically, because 2 and then 1 with the split vote.
Yeah, essentially. I mean, whatever it is, like, essentially what you're saying, the executives and the agents are saying, here's the number, and here are the teams. It doesn't really matter who they pick.
Right.
It sounds to me like those on the end say this is a 4-team race. It's New York, L.A., San Francisco, and here's the number. And quite frankly, I don't know why any of the 4 wouldn't offer that. Well, so then it comes down to where you want to be, dude.
Exactly. And I wonder about if one of the 4, the one of the 4 that we know the best, if they actually would offer that. Because I look at a situation where you look at Farhan Zaidi, and so far the longest contract that he has offered, or the longest contract that he has been able to sign with any player in his tenure, is 3 years. This deal is going to be between 7 and 10 years, according to this very survey.
At least 7.
The most money that this GM or this president of baseball ops has paid on an average annual value, I believe, is the Carlos Rodon deal, which is $22.5 million. This would be darn near double that. Right. So you're looking at a contract length more than double what he's offered, and an average annual value more than double what he's done. That feels like a stretch. And then we go to ownership. What do we know about this ownership group? Not a gosh darn thing. So we don't know that they even give a crap about this product. All we know, I mean, what have they done? What have they shown us that make us as Giants fans feel like they're all in to win in San Francisco?
Well, I guess I would argue by saying, what have they shown us that tells you for sure that they don't? I mean, I don't see them thumbing their
nose. The product
nose.
Is stale.
It did prices end up that
have,
way.
Prices have gone up, not down.
That's life. Give me the baseball team that's like, so, slashing prices. Here we go.
I'm sure it's out there, not the A's. No. But in terms of, like, attendance is down.
Yep.
Payroll is down.
Yep.
Wins dramatically down from the fluky year of last year.
Right, but they're going to be reactive to that. Like, I would be.
Well, we'll see.
They're not going to come back with a lesser payroll this year.
David Villar.
I mean,
Lock in.
No, if they do that, then every single criticism that people want to lob is completely fair. And I've told you this a bunch of times. Like, they've said it too many times out loud.
Right.
For them to not sort of hold themselves to it. If they're going to keep telling everybody, look, we're the Giants and we've got tons of money and we are planning to get, we know what we've got to fix, and then you go out and do nothing, like, they'd be hanging themselves.
Right. I don't think they'll do nothing, but I don't think that they'll do this, because if the price is what you were laying out, which is between $35 and $43 million per over 8 years, I don't see this regime
sound like their jam.
I don't see this organization saying, all right, Aaron, here's 8 years and $325 million.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.